Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio, Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. We just finished last month, and we're still kind of celebrating a little bit, but we just finished celebrating our 10th anniversary of God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio, and we had a super wonderful, terrific Holy Ghost good time. Amen. Amen. And so this month, we are having Entrepreneur Month. We did this last December, and we had a great time with our entrepreneurs. And so we're looking forward to having a great time with the Christian entrepreneurs. Amen. Christian entrepreneurs this month as well. So tell your family, tell your friends about it. They're going to have some good products to sell, and we're going to have a good time. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And let's go into a word of prayer as we get started. Father, we bless you. We love you, Lord God. We look to you. You are the Holy One. You are the Glorious One. You are the True and Living One. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you, Hadeose Karabasi. We thank you for being in the midst today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because when we know that when you're in the midst, things happen. Hallelujah. Things change. There's suddenly, hallelujah, that take place when you're in the midst. And so, Lord God, today, even as we talk to our entrepreneurs this whole month, Lord God, we thank you that you are in the midst and you are still moving by your Spirit, doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. We thank you, Lord God, that even during this time, that there will be ones who will be saved. There'll be ones who will be delivered and set free, Lord God. Hallelujah. There'll be ones who will be healed, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even in the midst of what we are doing here. And so we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you in advance, and we continue to keep our eyes on you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, once again, welcome, everyone. This is our Christian Entrepreneur Month. Hallelujah. And we're very excited about our entrepreneurs this month, every Thursday this month. So we're going to start tonight with Camilla Jones. If you were with us last year for our first Entrepreneur Month, you got to meet Minister Camilla Jones. Now, she's been with us before on other occasions. One that I remember off the top of my head was when we did our cryptocurrency. We talked about cryptocurrency from a Christian perspective, and she was our speaker then. So she's not a stranger to us here. Amen. She was with us last year. And as I said, we're very excited to have her here. She has been blessed with creativity, style, and grace. And I was just thinking about her today. She is a woman of favor. You know, we've ministered together, and I've seen God's favor on her as she ministers. We've been out of town ministering together with a group of people and with the healing ministry. So we've seen God use her in the healing as well, in praying, laying hands on people. We've seen that with her. Like I said, we've seen her have favor. I was thinking about this today. It's very interesting. She has sweet favor. Hallelujah. It seems like if I'm around her, people are always giving her something sweet at restaurants for free. Amen. Amen. I didn't think about that before, Minister Camilla. So, and then for her to be an entrepreneur, that is a blessing, you know, and to see, you know, the different things that she has. So as we talk today, I'm going to put her on in just a moment. But if I sent you a text today, you have her website. And if I didn't send you a text, her website is www.CamillaJ.com. And Camilla is spelled C-A-M-E-L-L-A and then J. J is for Jones, her last name. So CamillaJ.com. Amen. So you can multitask while we're talking today, while we're hearing from her, and go on her website and start to look around And then near the end today, or as we open up the line, we'll go on her website together. Amen. But, you know, feel free to look through there now and still tell us about the discount that she's going to give. So without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all my friend, Minister Camilla Jones. Welcome, Minister Camilla.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God, Apostle. I just want to just glorify you and give you your roses, and thank you for just being obedient to God. Thank you for being faithful in everything that he's called you to do, especially get on radio broadcast. And we appreciate you continuing to be steadfast, unmovable, unshakable, always abounding in his word and his will for you. We thank God for strengthening you and for just giving us the opportunity to come before his people and be able to share, to be able to intercede, to be able to pray with and for one another. And we just thank you for whatever you allow the Spirit of God to do in you and to share with his people. So I just want to thank you, and I bless God for you, and I thank you for the opportunity for having me on today as we are nearing Christmas, and you're giving us the opportunity to share our gifts and our talents and our business with you and your platform. So I just praise God for you regarding that. And I'm happy to be here. And amen. I'm humbled. And thank you.
Amen. Well, glory, glory, hallelujah to God for every good thing you just said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's good to have you back again. Amen. And when I called you, you responded right away, and I really, really appreciate that. Now, as we get started, now last year when you were on, you talked about, you gave us some of your testimony of your born-again testimony and your being filled with the Holy Ghost testimony. And even though you gave it to us last year, there's some people here who didn't hear that last year. So we're going to take a few moments because it's always good to hear, you know, what the Lord has done in your life. So let's start with that. Tell us about your born-again experience and you being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Well, praise God. I can remember my born-again experience. I was super young, not young like in single digits, but a young adult, and I think I was just entering maybe my 20s or so, and God has always been so sweet and so caring and so loving and towards me and keeping me and showing me favor, and I was just so grateful for him to call me, and I was happy about being called and happy about being chosen just to serve him. And in terms of just life and how life comes, and sometimes we have valley experiences and we have mountain experience. And I'm just grateful that I can, even if I'm in the valley or even on the mountain, when I'm on the mountain, I'm grateful. I'm praising him. I'm thanking him. And I'm asking him to bless others because I have the opportunity to have the peace and the love and the present help when I'm on my mountains. And even when I'm in my valley experiences, I have time to praise him and thank him and show him gratitude about what he's done for me, what he blocked for me, and what maybe could have happened but didn't happen. So I'm always having an attitude of gratitude. I'm always happy to praise him and to thank him and be appreciative to him for everything. And I just want to share just one experience on how God just like recently blessed me to purchase a home. It's going to be real quick. He recently blessed me to purchase a home. I was originally supposed to purchase a home maybe about 4 months ago. It was at a higher price, and I searched. Everything fell through, and I just went on and still searched for new homes or more homes. And it's amazing to how the original house that I had prayed for and put a contract on was still on the market when I was able to get everything straightened out. It was still on the market. I got the house like for maybe $15,000 cheaper.
Hallelujah.
And God just truly, he truly blessed me, although there are some things that still need to be sorted with the house. I just sometimes just sit and just thank God. I just ponder and just thank God because my valley season from where I was is over. And now I get the opportunity to just sometimes sit and bask in his peace. I get the opportunity to just be able to intercede for people. Mainly I get that intercession, which is one of the things that he called me to do. He called me to pray. And sometimes 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock on it, I don't understand it, but I do the assignment. And I'm grateful
Amen.
For the assignment to be able to pray for whomever he allows me to and whomever he put on my heart. So I love him and I thank him and I ask him to get me back to a place that I desire to be, the place that he want me to be, and just that loving, sweet relationship between he and I. So I'm most definitely is grateful for relationship with him and restoration for just all relationships that he allowed me. And he's given me a greater understanding and a greater gratitude for just things and people. And he's given me wisdom to be able to see things differently. And then he's also Amen. Given me wisdom to be able to look at things not in my perspective, but in the perspective
yeah.
of him, in a perspective of him, not in myself. So I'm grateful for that, that I'm ever listening and trying to learn and trying to obey what he desired for me to do and to show up for people. And if I can't do nothing more, I can pray.
Well,
so I'm grateful.
That's the main thing there, because that's communicating with him. Amen. So
Amen.
Even on somebody else's behalf. Praise
oh,
God.
Yeah.
Go back just a second. Tell us about you being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Okay, so I can remember it was Friends and Family Day at, I call it my first church. I call it my first church because I was young and I prayed and God answered and I was going to a church. It was full of youth where they had youth programs and all of that. And like usually like for my birthday or something like that, I wouldn't ask for gifts or anything like that. It'll just be just little stuff like asking my family to come to church or maybe my mom to cook my favorite meal or something of that nature. And I can remember this particular Sunday, it was Friends and Family Day, and I believe my oldest sister came to church or whatever. Like, every year I used to ask my family as a birthday gift to come to church with me, and a lot of them used to come and spend the day with me, and it was just more so doing what I love to do, which is serve God, but with the people that I love to do now. Most people, you know, they serve God, but sometimes they like, or sometimes the only ones who serve God. And I've always prayed to be able to have someone in my family to serve God with, so that they can, you know, understand, and, you know, we can like maybe pray or intercede. I wouldn't know what their gift is. God has to give them their gifts. But I'm just sharing the background of this particular day. So this particular day, my sister and I was together, and the pastor of the church asked if we wanted to give our life to God, if we wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit and all of that. And I raised my hand, and they, I don't know if she went with me or whatever, but they took me into the room to tarry with me. And that particular Friends and Family Day, I was able to receive the Spirit of God with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And it was such a beautiful thing. And it was also a beautiful thing for my sister to be able to just be a witness and to just be there, because our grandmother, which is my mom's mom, was, we call her sanctified, because it's like a different time. It was a different time, and her church was like different, and they stayed in the South, so that was different. And my sister, she grew up with my grandmother, so she was most definitely accustomed to it or whatever. But it was just a blessing to be able to be young and just saved. And soon after that, I just kind of began to, you know, be on fire and to begin to learn his voice. And for a while, I was like, when he began to speak to me, because in the early stages, people share experiences, but sometimes we don't share experience. And people, God speaks to all of us different. And with God speaking to all of us different, I didn't 100% understand how, you know, he was speaking to me, because at first I was like, okay, something wrong with me because I'm hearing stuff. And I'm, you know, I wasn't really 100% like accustomed to it, but he quickly began to take me, after he taught me. I was in a teaching church and a learning church, and, you know, a church for the youth, but in my mind, he quickly took me and elevated me to be able to even get into the prophetic and apostolic anointings, where I can actually learn about his voice and hear his voice and obey his voice. And I got it wrong a lot of times, but it was just a learning experience. And a lot of it I was afraid of, because it was a challenge to obey the voice that you were hearing. And because I didn't know the voice 100%. So I just sometimes thought that maybe I'll was kind of like cuckoo or something, because it'll be more so like an unction to go to say this. And, you know, it was just weird. And I was like, most of the time, like gripped with fear, because it was foreign to me. And it was strange to me to be able to be used of God and didn't really 100% understand that this was the voice of God. This was his unction, and this was him speaking to you. This was you learning his voice, you obeying his voice, and all of that. So when I think back over my life, hey, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I got a testimony. Okay, so that was the song, but it just came out that way. But when I do think back over my life, I can truly say that I've been blessed, and I got a testimony on how God used me many a times through that process of teaching me his voice and teaching me obedience and all of those things, and just to see how he would bless people. It wasn't about me, but how God truly loved us and how he blessed people. And when I think back over my life, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I got a testimony. I can truly say that God would have me to say stuff to people or bless people or to show up for people, strangers, and it was wonderful. It was, the blessing came in knowing that God was blessing somebody through me. And I know I wasn't perfect, and that was just a blessing. And as you spoke earlier, Apostle, about how we went out of town and we ministered and did healing ministry together, those are testimonies that I can say that God is real. I can say that I stood before strangers from all over the world and spoke what thus said the Lord and laid hands and touched people and seen people fall out under the Spirit, when most of the time you had to be titled and or serving under a ministry for so many years before the man or woman of the house would recognize you as whoever God called you to be, to use his gift. But God used little old me. I never really had a title. God gave me a title according to man, but I've seen the power of God work through me for people, his people, over and over and over again. And that is why I truly say that I am blessed and that I got a testimony. That's how I can say I'm truly blessed, that God loves us, not the people who he speak through, but the people who he speak to just as much as the people who he speak through. And that's a blessing to be able to be used of God to bless somebody else in any facet of the ministry or in life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Yes. Amen. Yes,
and I meant to say, you do have a really nice sense of humor. I'm usually laughing every time I'm around you. And I remember last year you told us that you are the youngest of 9 children.
I am the youngest. I'm the baby. But I am the baby.
Yeah.
Like, I am the last child that my mom and father had. So I'm the baby, and I am the baby of 9. My mother and father together have 5. My mother and father separately has 2 kids apiece. And yes, it's 9 of us. And I'm the baby of. I was the last one. But God says that he'll make your first last and the last first. So I am the one that he chose to intercede for everyone, and that's a blessing. And I appreciate him for that.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so and I was going to say, you being a baby, that explains a lot. So I understand a lot now. I know I said that last year too, but yeah, you're the baby. So, okay, your business, Camella J, we're going to jump into that, you know, for a little bit here. And hopefully those of you who are listening, we were telling you in the beginning that you can multitask, okay? You can go on, use your phone, and go on to www.camellaj.com and start looking at what she has there. So hopefully you were able to do that. Camella is CamellaJ, and J is the first letter of her last name, Jones. So CamellaJ.com. And we're going to talk about the Camella J collection just for a few moments, and then we're going to jump on and go online, and we'll look around together a little bit too. So hopefully you're able to do that. If you're on a cell phone, you can still talk and look at that. You probably know this already. You can still talk and then still be able to go online at the same time and go online at the same time. You can also talk later. And then just go on a laptop. So I have it on my laptop. And I think I'm going to get it on my phone, too, so I can kind of see how both of those things look online as we go through together. Because they're very different. Not very, very different, but kind of different if you're on your phone or whether you're on your laptop. So, Minister Camella, tell us about our discounts tonight. Tell us a little bit about the business and get us to the discounts.
Amen. So even before we even get into Camella J, I just kind of wanted to share what God has given me and my spirit regarding entrepreneur and business. This is one of the things that I have always loved throughout my life. I just love fashion. And then after I went from loving fashion, I went to loving actually helping people be fashionable or be helping people be able to put things together in the most pleasant and desirable way for them. Because a lot of times we, even myself, like right now I'm in a season to where I'm not as fashionable as I used to be. But I still love fashion, and I still love to be able to even dress people and to be able to help people in their personal appearance and their personal style. So that's how I kind of love, like, using people like as baby dolls and, you know, dressing them up and, you know, kind of helping them know that it's not what you wear, it's how you wear it, it's not your size, it's how you actually get something that's flattering to your body. So that's how the Camella J came about. But it actually came first through me just loving jewelry and purses. And I said that I was just going to handcraft some one-of-a-kind unique pieces and design. And that's where the Camella J collection started. I didn't have clothes at first. I just handcraft jewelry, earrings, and purses because that was just something. And I wanted, like, everything to be unique and different, and I wanted everything to be one of a kind. And I looked at that as individualizing people. And I wanted, because we are all different, I wanted to be able to person. And I want it to be different. So you don't have to worry about having this item and this person have it. I did that purposely because I look at us the way God looked at us, and we're individuals. And although we may be siblings and sisters and brothers in the Lord, he still give us individuality, and we're still may grow up in the same household, but we still like different things. And we still have a different style. So I also wanted to just kind of offer different styles. And then I just kind of branched out into just, you know, doing clothes and then just styling clothes. So that's where I am today. But I wanted to share what God had put on my heart. Like, this is just one facet of what he gave me. The clothes and the personal styling and all of that, and the ability to create one-of-a-kind unique items. But he got more businesses within me. He have books within me. He have so many things within me. And he have to allow, I want to be able to give him every gift that he gave me back to him. I want it to be for the kingdom and to be able to bless people in any way that I can. And with that being said, I wanted to ask everyone, what gift has God given you that you haven't stepped out on totally yet, that you're afraid to step out on, or the thing that you desire, the thing that you was created for on this earth? What is your purpose? I know a lot of times when you get into business networks, they ask, what's your why? And what's your why is different from what's your purpose, what God put you on the earth to do. What is that infinite, finite ability within you that God given gift? What is it that you're not doing yet? What is it that you're afraid to do? What is it that you always desired to do that you haven't done yet? And those are the things that I admonish everyone on today to go back and ponder and go back and have conversations with God about that. Like a couple of days ago, even before Apostle even reached out to me, I posted a post to say, God, if you help me, I'll do it. Saying that is because sometimes life happens, we get distracted, lots of things happen, and we lose our way from that first love or that thing that God gave us or that thing that God put in us to do, and we feel like it may be too late and all of those things. But it's never too late because you still have that desire deep down inside, and it's okay to start again. It's okay to pick up the baton. It's okay to pick up the torch, and it's okay to solicit and network with other people so that they can actually be able to do what God called them to do. Iron sharpens iron. I give you guys a brief testimony. I went the other day to, I think it was O'Reilly, and I went in there, and it was a young man. He probably was like in his 20s or something like that. And I was talking to him, and I kind of work in like automotive, but not in that type of automotive. So when I went to him, I'm going from this person to that person, this, that shop, and everybody is telling me what I need. And I'm not knowledgeable of what I really need. I'm just going by what the people are telling me. So when I get there, this young man, he says, so how can I help you? And I was like, I need and I wasn't 100% for sure with telling him that what I needed, but I told him what I thought I needed according to what had been told to me. And I didn't know the man from a can of paint. He was super funny. He said, come on. He took me outside, and he made me start my car. He made me do my lights and all of this because I needed the light. And then he showed me, this is this light, this is that light, this is this light, that is that light, this light is out. And we went to the back, and he showed me everything. And he blessed me because I was about to spend anywhere from $80-some dollars to $130-some dollars throughout my whole journey to get my lights fixed. I think I ended up spending like $26 total. Wow. Somewhere in there. And man took the light out. I paid for the light. He put the light in, and I was on my way. But in that Wow. whole process, the man was so funny. Like, I have these, like, little furry boots, and the man didn't know me from nobody, the first time I ever seen him. He kept calling me furry boots, and I just kept laughing because he was so funny. And the reason why I'm sharing this story is because I didn't know the man. And I said, and he had like a friend, he was at work, and he had a friend that was there, you know, visiting him at work or whatever. So I said, oh, my God, you were, like, so funny. I said, do you, like, do stand-up comedy or whatever? And, you know, he was talking to me, and he was just saying a little different stuff, and all of it was clean and, you know, all of that. But he just made me feel comfortable as if I knew him, and I laughed, like, the whole entire time as this man took care of me. So I said, well, you know what, give me your number. I'm going to see what I can do to create like a comedy show or like an event and all of that. Would you be interested in? And he was like, yeah. And the reason why I'm saying this and sharing this story is because sometimes God can give us stuff, and sometimes life happens to where we have to take a 9-to-5. And therefore, our dreams and aspirations and that thing that God gave us is on a back burner to our bills and to the things that life presents to him. I'm going to work this, and I'm going to call you and this and another. So I just started testing out the waters and seeing who would come and be a part of this, because he's not the only funny person that I met. I know a lot of funny people, but I know that we have to work. But if I can bring together as many entrepreneurs, and they don't have to be saved because I know how to pray for the people, but sometimes people just need a break. Sometimes people just need a support. Sometimes people just need somebody to believe in them, because guess what? They may know that they're funny. They may know that they're talented. But sometimes people need to be reminded. Sometimes people need that push and that encouragement, because we don't know what people's backgrounds are. We don't know where they come from. We don't know what they've endured. Mm-hmm. So I am working on that for a couple of people, and I am soliciting entrepreneurs. And that's a whole different facet beyond Camilla J. That's just me seeing this man being funny and saying to myself, I wonder if I can network enough with people to help this man and the other funny people that I know do make us laugh. That's it.
Amen.
We already know that the Bible says laughter does good like a medicine. We need to laugh.
All right. Well, hey, let's talk about this. All right? We'll get together after this is over. Well, we will talk. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm excited about that, guys, and I'm just encouraging everybody to pick up that torch and pick up the pen and pick up the dream and write the vision and do all of those things and allow us to be a support one to another, because it's enough gift point where God wants us to be. I believe in us all.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful. And I, you know, I know that that's your heart. I've been with you. I've walked around with you. I've seen you, you know, just how you minister to people and encourage their hearts, you know, just walking around. And so, yeah, so I'm kind of really excited about this. We have had at least one comedian on Get 'Em Radio before. So, you know, I'm open to see what you come up with. Amen. We can work together on that, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. And you're funny yourself. So.
I don't know about all of that. Okay.
Okay. We'll go on. We'll go on. Amen. So now, are we going to do some discounts or what?
Yes, ma'am. Let's get into the discounts. Okay. So, guys, I have not. Life has happened to me in 2022, so I have not had the opportunity to do the things that I wanted to do in terms of Camilla J. Collection. However, I am still believing in this brand, believing in what God gave me for this brand, and I am allowing God to help me, because this is what I asked him, like, before you know it, it was November, and it was Black Friday, and I'm forgetting to do like Black Friday discounts and sales and all of that. And I said, you know what, God? And then when Apostle, I said, well, let me tell you what I said to God. I said, God, man, how did I miss it again? I said, but God, I don't want to, I said, I want to be prepared. I said, God, I want to be prepared for at least the spring and summer. So now everything on the site is everything on the site is the stuff that I had before. These things need to go. Everything needs to go. So I said, well, God, help me be able to give some really great discounts, even if I don't make money off of those, off of the items. What do I mean by that? That means that I am selling things at cost. Why? Just to get rid of them, just so that I can make room for what I'm asking God to help me do, help me be able to, you know, purchase new items for spring and summer, help me be able to upgrade my brand, upgrade the website I desire for my brand, and also the things that I'm asking him to do, because faith without works is dead, so that requires me to do something, and I don't want to house or store stuff. And, guys, I'm going to tell you guys, not because this is my brand and all of these stuff, my items that I have are really nice items. They are really nice items. And mind you, yeah, I'm just a brand. So when I order from vendors and all of these, I don't know what I'm getting, meaning I don't get samples. You know, I just shop and they send me the items, and I hope that I get good quality and good this, and I don't have to go through, you know, return processes and all of that. So for the most part, I am happy to know that God has blessed me to select some good quality stuff. So with that being said, I want to get rid of all of these things. So these are the discounts that I have.
Don't say it like that. But, okay, go ahead.
Look, whatever way I say it, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But listen, the stuff is good. The stuff is really good. Good quality or whatever. I'm just saying.
Even if
you see something that you don't personally want or need or whatever, really go through this website today, guys, because today this is the biggest discounts ever. It's tonight only, and I'm giving it all away. All right, so hold on. I'm here. I got to look at it. So today we have, and if I sound funny or something like that, I'm just trying to read. I'm just trying to read the discounts. So, of course, dresses. So we have dresses. I don't know why I'm pushing dresses, but I just think dresses are good. For my dresses, we are giving $10 off for dresses, all dresses. Every dress that I have is $10 off. Only thing you have to do is use the word thanks, capital THANKS, thanks, in the promo code in a website. That's for all dresses. Summer dress, you can see something for the summer. You can see something for someone to bless. Price is going to be incredible, $10 off. You're getting a dress for $15. Nice. Nice material, pockets, ready for the summer. Okay, and also we have, this is fantastic. You cannot beat this one. You spend $200, you get 50% off. So technically you're only spending $100, but you get $200 worth of products. Why? Because I'm getting rid of everything. I'm giving everything away. So that's the steal, guys. And only thing you need to use is blessings. Capitalize blessings. That's all you have to use is the word blessings. And then we have our, I think it's 20% off. Hold on, let me go back. What is it? Oh, wait a minute, guys. $20 off on orders over $55. So you're paying $35. And it's Get 'em 20. Capital GITM 20. That's only $35, guys. And last but not least, we have coupon or discount on orders over $50, and just use Get 'em Radio, all capitalized. So you have to capitalize that because that's a shout. And everything is capitalized, but we got 20% off $50, $20 off of $55 orders, $10 off all dresses, and 50% off all orders over $200. And for the people who opt to do the $200, you get free shipping. You get free shipping. I'm a small business owner, so Christmas thing and all of that, it's really expensive. So even though you will select the option in here, I'm still paying half of the shipping. But if you do $200, 50% off, you don't have to pay no shipping. It's going to be free for all orders over $150. So this is a great time to get something maybe that you looked at last year or thought about, or even, you know, bless someone else. Also, sign up for the email if you have not. I will begin again to send out just different discounts or whatever, updates. So I'm excited, but I'm more excited about just being able to be a blessing to the people God.
Amen. Amen. Nice discounts. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So any dress is $10 off, promo code, capital letters, thanks. Amen. If you spend $200, you're only going to pay $100. So, and the promo code is blessings. Amen. And then $20 off on orders over $55. Am I getting that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and promo code Get 'em GITM 20, and the
yes,
GITM that's in caps.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Then a 20% discount on everything over $50.
Mm-hmm.
So is that combined with
all of them are separate? It's only going to allow
again?
You to use all of the discount codes are separate. So
are separate. Okay. And you can only do one.
Well, you can use them multiple times, but you have to do multiple purchases. You can only use one at a time. So if you
gotcha.
Yeah, it's only going to allow you to use, you know, one at a time. Mm-hmm. One. You can purchase five times, but you have to put in different discounts. So let's just say you purchase $200 and $215, right? So you'll
mm-hmm.
spend your $215. This is weird, but or you can just spend $200 on one order and then go back in and use the different discount code and get a different discount.
Mm-hmm.
Do that make sense?
Yeah. It makes
sense. You can use all of the codes you can use, but you can only use one code per order purchase.
Okay. Cool. Very good. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to go for a little bit from memory here. If they are in the St. Louis area, then they could possibly, I don't know if you're available to do that anymore, work it out for it to be delivered to them.
Yes.
Rather than ship.
I can still do deliveries. We have a local pickup or local drop-off. That is the option that you would be able to see in the shopping cart. And if it's like a drop-off or a pickup, we just have to coordinate times and all of that, and I can make that happen.
Okay. Amen. All right. Great. Great. So let's, are we ready to go online now?
We are.
We're ready.
We are ready.
So we're going to do this for a few minutes, and then we'll open up the line. So hopefully everybody's on www.CamellaJ.com. Actually there. Amen. Oh, let me look at my text and see if anybody. Oh, okay. Thank you, Minister Camella. I just saw your flash sale text. Amen.
Well, you were doing good with calling it out, saying it. Oh,
huh. Yeah. Praise God. Okay, so go to the website. I have it up on my laptop, and then I have it on my phone as well. So if you're on your laptop looking at it, the first page, the home page, is on the phone. It has a really nice picture of Minister Camella in a green dress, sitting on a couch. Very nice, but you don't see that on the phone though. And it talks about meet Camella, personal styling, the mission. Mm-hmm. It's simple. We help people. Amen. By allowing them to see new beauty within, during, and after hiring us. Amen. Oh, you have the personal shopping part of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Creative. Amen. So that's what you see if you are looking on a laptop. Now, if you're on your phone looking at it, what pops up is join our mailing list. So if you'd like to join the mailing list, which we have been assured, this list will not be sold. So you won't see it popping up. I know one time I said, let me just try to see, you know, what these people are going to do. And I put my email there, but I said my name was Bobby. B-O-B-B-I, and it's been years since I did that, a long time ago, and I'm still getting emails for B-O-B-B-I, and I know that's the ones I delete right away because somebody stole my email. So anyway, you can join her emailing list by just putting your email there and click submit, or there's an X at the bottom. If you might have already done it, and you can do X out at the bottom. Okay. All right. And so if you're on the phone, then you see the jumpsuits and the scroll down, you see the tops, new arrivals and tops, and you see the dresses. Maybe we should go into dresses first since they're $10 off.
Mm-hmm.
So let's click on the dresses. And I'm on the phone, but let's switch over and find dresses on the laptop if you want to see the dress. What should we go? Oh, when it says shop all, you see home,
yeah.
Shop all accessories. If you click on shop all and go down to dresses and click on dresses, then you can see the dresses. Now, I want to say that I'm pretty sure that I have. It's a really nice gray knit dress. I want to say I had to have bought that from you, because I can't imagine buying that by myself. And
you did buy dresses last year.
Say it again.
I say you did buy dresses last year.
Right, right. Well, this was a gray knit dress, and I bought it because, you know, I love you and everything, and I want to support you. And I was like, I don't know. And one day I put that dress on, and now it's one of my favorite dresses.
Aww.
But, you know, I didn't have the thought. I didn't have the idea. I really didn't have the vision for that dress for my body. But when I put it on, I wear that dress so much. And so, you know, so what I'm just encouraging people to even try something that maybe they might not have done before. $10 off of these dresses, okay, I see the black dress up there for $65, sweater dress. That would make it $55, right?
Mm-hmm. And that dress is so luxurious. I mean, that dress, I mean, all of them. But I was so surprised, as I was mentioning, I was so surprised at the quality, because when you're purchasing items, you don't know what quality that you're going to get. That is most definitely a luxe dress. It's luxury. It's soft on your body. It's a sweater dress. Only thing you need to do is put your tights on and your boots or whatever. And even for the dresses that you tight, like different color tights, you may not be ready for the different color tights. But, you know, the different color tights or a different shade of tights, like maybe a brown or something like that, that will give it a different pop. But, see, that's just me doing the styling portion. I like to style and give people what they wouldn't typically wear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you have the other sweater dresses there, and they're like 30, so that makes them 20. Wowie. And then down to the row I like them all. Anyway, 25 and 10 off that's the 15 you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So the gray dresses, very nice. And then those, the Dare
those
to Flare.
Yeah, those are different. Those dresses are like my favorite. Like my mom, I just love my mom. She always support me. And she'll go on a website or something like that. And she'd be like, well, which one would you like? And then I'll tell her, and then she'll just pay for it for me. And I just think that is, like, so sweet because, you know, everybody don't support. But I can truly say that my mom, no matter what, and I'm sure all moms do it for their kids, but I just think that is still sweet. And even if it's not even on my website, we can go to the store, or she can go to the store, and then she'll come back still buying me stuff, like, I'm grown. And I'm 50. And she'll buy me something. She'll buy me, like, she bought me.
A baby.
Yeah, it's like, it's not a house coat, but it's a long something. And it got a hood on it. And it's long sleeve. And she bought it just so that I can be warm at work. I love it. So I love the fact that buy it for someone. Not for you, not your style. Buy it for someone. Great gift, and, you know, sales. Like my mom, she don't always spend a lot of money on something. She just, it's the thought, and she buys stuff for me. And no matter what it is, no matter what the style is, I wear it because I'm appreciative. So I'm going to give a slight testimony. So we're talking about my mom and how she always buys something for me and how appreciative I am. So because I'm the baby and they just want to bless me and love me and see something, maybe it's on sale or see it's in my size, then they'll buy it. And I don't care how it looks. I will wear it. And one day, my mom had bought me a jumpsuit. Still have it. Everything she buy, I don't care what it is. I'm going to cherish it, love it. And she purchased me a jumpsuit. And one day I had it on. And someone I know, she told me, some girl, where you get that little ugly jumpsuit from? I said, this jumpsuit is not ugly, but my mama bought it for me, if you don't know. And I appreciate it and I love it. And that's why I wear it. And I'm like, girl, do you know how blessed I am? But that's neither here or there. So there you go, guys.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I like this olive, the flare. To me, I don't know about anybody else, but to me it looks like a blouse. When it comes over your knee like that, that's a blouse for me. Now, I have some nice tights. I have leggings, and that's what I'm going to wear with it when I buy it.
But let me tell you, that is a choice, and it's like a baby doll dress. So think about baby dolls. You know, usually the baby dolls, they don't really have long dresses. But that's the perfect way for you to do it. You wear that with some tights. And then you wear that with a jacket, or like if you have like a white button down or whatever. But it's perfect. It's perfect. And you can wear that with some booties. Do you know what I mean when I say booties?
They some boots.
Uh-huh, by the ankle. So you wear your tights and your booties with those.
Okay. Well, I may not do that, but tights definitely.
Well, why would you wear long boots?
Yes.
Okay, well, I can see that because it's the winter time. So, yeah, long boots. But summertime, you can wear that with some tights and some tennis shoes, or if I don't know, you know, some white girl kicks. You remember white girl kicks?
I think so. Just lace up
the
white, right?
The little canvas. Yeah. The little canvas. Tennis shoes.
Canvas
tennis shoes. You can wear it like that too.
Okay.
And I work with some ladies who wear short dresses, and they, you know, older ladies, and they tights. But honestly, some of them just wear bare legs, and they not our cousins, but they do wear the baby doll dresses.
Okay. Well, I wore baby doll dresses probably about 50 years ago. Okay. So, okay, we'll go on. I want to open up the lines now. I mean, we looked at some dresses together, and you can just go on the website and just have yourself a good time there. But let's open up the lines now. Did you want to say anything else, Minister Camilla, before we open up the lines?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do it. Anyone, if you want to say anything now. Also, to let you know, she will pray for you. And she is an intercessor. We've been on the healing ministry together, so she will pray for you. And she loves to give a word as the Lord gives her a word. Amen. So So pressure number one, Key. We're going to open a line for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine first. But if anyone wants to make comments, questions, prayer requests, prophecy requests, pressure number one, Key. We're opening the line for Pastor Mom first. I see you guys pressing your number one, Key. Great, great. Continue to do that. Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine.
Hello.
Hi, Pastor Mom. You're awake.
Yeah, I'm awake because I didn't listen to you. Listen. So, anything. Huh?
I said, praise the Lord.
Yes, I'm listening to you. I didn't go through the
okay.
The girl, she listens to me, and I listen to you.
Okay.
And God bless you. God bless you all, and God bless you. And I,
amen.
That's a little testimony.
Well, we're going to ask Minister Camilla to pray for you, Pastor Mom, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Praise God. I just love you, Pastor Mom. I just love every time we on a broadcast how you just bless us. And I'm sure that I love you, but I'm sure that everyone feels the same way. So I just want to just ask God to continue to bless you and strengthen you, continue to give you the vitality to just continue to praise him, to encourage us, because when I hear your voice, when you get on, it always blesses me.
Thank you.
I want to be able to continue to bless the Lord all of my life. So when I think of you, I just think about how you bless the Lord and how not only you bless the Lord, but how you just bless us with your presence and your voice and just being here and how you support your kids. So that is a blessing, and I thank God for you. And I ask that he will continue to strengthen you and continue to give you good days and continue to sustain you with long life. And that he would continue to give you also the desires of your heart. So those deep things and those inward things, those things that are in thought that you don't even speak, that God would bless you. He would allow those things to manifest, even when you think of things, even when you have a desire, have a craving or whatever, that God would send blessings to you. He would send people to you to even give you those unspoken blessings. So I just praise God, and I thank you. I thank God for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
And thank you so much for the love that's blessing.
Amen.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, good night, Pastor Mom. Love you.
Good night, and I love you too, and love the lady that said myself.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Love you, Pastor Mom. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Amen. Pastor Catherine?
Well, praise God. Thank you, Minister Camilla, for praying for Mom here. And I want to congratulate you on your new home.
Thank you.
May God bless you and give you many, many years in your home.
Yes, ma'am.
I do like these dresses. However, when you get my age, you just don't want to show everything. I don't know
Amen.
Why. So, and then Just remember us seniors. You know, we like them a little long. Or something just to cover up, like a vest or whatever. Just kind of remember us here.
Yes, ma'am.
However, I do love my hat. I am going to wear it. I have not worn it yet. I am going to wear it before this year is out.
Well, praise God.
Yes, I promise myself I'm going to wear my hat before this year is out because I really want another one. I don't know why. I want another one.
Well,
what hat do you have now, Pastor?
What'd you say?
What color did you get?
I have the gray.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah, I have the gray now. I like that green because I have a winter jacket with the green in it. I also like the blue.
Amen.
Now I might consider just kind of looking at. I might just get my daughter one. I don't know, for Christmas or something, because she loves hats.
Definitely popular last year or so, yes. And whatever you see, whatever you desire, it's okay. And I want you to wear your hat. Please wear your hat.
I'm going to wear it. And I'll let you know when I wear it.
All right. Look, take a picture and send it to me.
Okay. All right. All right, then. Well, thank you so much, and I enjoyed your testimonies tonight.
Amen. Thank you.
May God continue to bless you and continue to give you vision. Praise God.
Yes.
Not only for yourself, but also for others. That's a great blessing. So God bless you. Yes, and may
you
continue to prosper you and your business here.
Ma'am. Thank you, Pastor Kathy.
You're welcome.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go to, we have Apostle Patrice from Florida with us today. Amen. Anyone else? Pressure number one key. We see you, Pastor Price, and we see you, Minister Rachel. Amen. Anyone else? Pressure number one key. Welcome, Apostle.
Good evening. Such a pleasure to always see who you have on. And Camilla, it's so nice to hear of a woman of God that has a vision, that's fulfilling her vision. And I was wondering, was Camilla with us in the, I think it was 2013, Healing Revival?
Yes, she was.
Yes.
You better. Yes.
Okay, I thought so. I said, I know that young lady.
Yes.
I don't know if she remembers me. It's so nice to see, because I remember you had a vision back then, I believe, if I remember correctly. So it's so nice to see things being fulfilled.
Amen. Yeah. That is true. Thank you.
You're welcome. I was looking at, I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, your sister that was just on, I'm blank, but I kind of go for a little more looser stuff, you know, not so fitted, but you're doing the vision that God told you to do, the orange Geo sweater dress. I'm in Florida though. I love the colors of that. And it's so nice to see, like I said, to see your vision going forth. And may God continue to prosper you and continue to give you more vision of which, you know, direction to go in. And I am going to ask for prayer, because for some strange reason, when I got on the line, I started getting some pain in my right side of my, I don't know if it seems like a tooth or an ear, but I don't receive it. But I said, you know what? Since you're opening up the lines, I said, I will ask for some prayer for healing agreement.
Amen.
Do you remember me by any chance?
I don't, but I probably do, but I don't.
Okay, we sat at the table, the welcoming table together. I'm bright skin. I had a short bob back then, and we talked for a long time. I remember, and I usually don't remember stuff, but that's okay if you don't remember me.
I think, yeah. Wait a minute, what was we here in St. Louis, or was we out of town?
No, we were in St. Louis in the healing tent. It was the outdoors.
Okay, now I remember. I do remember.
You had blonde hair back then. I remember you. I think we even have a picture together. I'll look for it, and if I find it, I'll send it to Apostle Kizzy.
Send it to her or post it on Facebook. We're probably Facebook friends. I'm almost positive.
Okay.
But also send it to her, and I'll be honored to pray with you.
Thank you.
And you said that you're having pain in your right side or your right ear.
It's somewhere on my right side. I don't know if it's tooth, ear. I just got over a cold, and I usually don't get sick, but there's so many things that have been coming, you know, one after the other, and I just keep rebuking it and keep on going. So I don't know exactly what it is and why I'm, you know, getting this pain, but I know if two touch and agree on anything on earth, it shall be done in heaven. So,
mm-hmm.
Here I am.
Your face? It's around your face?
You know, Apostle Kizzy, yeah, I'm not sure if it's, like I said, a tooth or ear or, every now and then I get like a ping. And it just started actually when I got on the line.
Okay.
So, and then I had a moment in the head. So I'm like, what is going on here? It's like, Lord, can I just get a break? That's so many things we've been trying to attack lately. But I know that, you know, he's greater than all of them. So I can't
Amen.
Quite pinpoint where it is what I'm trying to say. It's somewhere in the head area.
Okay. Amen. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you, may we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we just thank you, God, that you tell us that healing is the children's bread, God. And God, as we are touching and agreeing today for your daughter, God, God, we just bind up the spirit of infirmity, God. We bind up the spirit of affliction, God. God, we bind up the pain that is actually going sporadically through her face or through her ear, through her teeth or her jaw, the throbbing pain, the pain that actually comes and goes, God. God, we bind that spirit of affliction, God, because your word says that by your stripes that we are healed, God. And God, we just thank you and we praise you, God, that my sister, your daughter, will have a season of rest, God, a season of rest. She made a statement, God, about one thing after another, God. God, we just rebuke that, God. And God, we rebuke the spirit of affliction to come to afflict her with different things, God. And God, we just thank you, God, that by your stripes she is healed, God. God, I thank you that not only she's healed, but God, you will give her sweet peace and sweet rest, God, on this evening, God. And God, we thank you, God, that spirit of infirmity must flee, must go in the name of Jesus, God. Have no in her, God. So God, I just thank you and I praise you, God. I thank you and I praise you, God. I thank you and I praise you, God. The spirit of infirmity is leaving her now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for it, God. We just thank you, God, that the blessings of the Lord are here for her, God. God, I just thank you and I pray for it, God. I just glorify and I magnify you for your daughter, God, for the sweet rest that you're giving her even now, that for the peace that surpasses all understanding for her, God. God, I just thank you, God. I thank you, God, for the peace and the sweet rest, God, and God, that she would not be afflicted with this particular ailment again, God. And God, we just thank you and we praise you for it, God. I release your healing powers unto her now, God. And she's healed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. And I thank you and I praise you for it. And I honor you for it, and it is so, and it is done, and that she receive it now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. That the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add in no sorrow, God. So I thank you, and I praise you. In Jesus' majestic and holy name, hallelujah and amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Did you feel
Amen.
It lift up off?
Yes. I received that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Made me think about one night when Elder Hawkey was on. Philip was on, and I was having something with my mouth, a tooth thing going on, and I got healed then. So faith, you know, is as a mustard seed, you know. So we join our faith together, and I receive it. I receive it. I believe it, and it can't stay here.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much. And
you,
I don't want to take too much time, and you just continue. You're an inspiration because I have many ideas and many things that I don't understand. Sometimes I stop and I start and I go stop and I start and I stop with creativity and stuff. But I believe everything in God's time. So thank you for sharing your story with us too. And may you continue to expand in the business and do what God's telling you to do.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Appreciate it.
Amen. Bless you. Thank you for coming on tonight, Apostle. I was just thinking about
you
today as well, or the other day. I was working on the plant or pruning the plant that we have, and one was the Majesty Palm that you bought for the Tent Healing Revival almost 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It's still well. Amen.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Wow. Amen.
Amen.
That's amazing. I remember we were running around getting the stuff. We had fun. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I remember that. Wow.
Amen.
Majesty Palm. That's why it's still going, because it's majesty.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all. Hear from you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
God bless you. We're going to open a line for Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price. Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Apostle. My comments tonight are very brief tonight, so I won't be on long tonight. There's some things that are going on here at the house tonight. And so I just wanted to say to Minister Camilla, I just thank God for you. Whenever I hear your testimony and what God is doing in your life and what he's done and what he's yet doing, I just thank God for you. I thank God for all of the blessings that you're bestowing up on ones tonight, even through the discounts. I love your website. I've been back and forth through it, and I thank God for you. I thank God for you being back at this time, and just it was just a great blessing to hear you tonight and to be able to have you again on Get 'Em Radio. God bless you, and I thank God for you. God bless you tonight.
That
was all.
Coming on and blessing me, and thank you for even saying that you love the website, because I created it, built it from scratch. So I thank you for appreciating my labor of love and me taking the opportunity to just learn about every facet of the business, because sometimes when you start off in a business, it costs to do a lot of stuff. So you have to be willing to learn the things that you can't really afford to pay for at the time. So it's all within learning and patience and all that. So thank you. I appreciate your being here and supporting and appreciating me. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. And you all have a very blessed night. And hi, my Pastor Mom and all the saints of God. In Jesus' name, God bless you all. I'm going back on you to Pastor.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Price. Amen. Now, I have Minister Rachel. I'm going to open a line for her. Anyone else? Press your number one key. Hallelujah. Amen. Quick shout out to Lady D. Good to see you tonight. We haven't seen you in a while. God bless you. Praying for your strength. I know you're super duper busy doing things, and I know the Lord is giving you strength. Reverend Treva, good to see you. Sister Debbie, God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. So good to see you all tonight. Okay, Minister Ray family.
I had to take my mute button off.
Welcome.
Hi, everyone. I was listening in. I do remember what I purchased. It was a nice gray form, like a fitting dress. It was like, and also, I was supposed to have ordered the what is it? Lord, remind me of it. It was jean. It was a jean jumpsuit. I never ordered it. Yeah, because I didn't have enough at the time. only had enough to get my dress that I was supposed to wear for my birthday, and also get that body thing for my belly. I do get the body thing for my belly, and oh, it is really good and tight. It's really nice too.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Help me get it a little flatter too, because I, considering the amount of kids I had, my little blessings.
All right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And God bless you, because everything that you do sell is good quality. And I'm grateful to God for that. and God bless you.
Thank you. I'm grateful for you.
And God bless everyone. Y'all stay safe.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, hallelujah. We've talked about a lot tonight. I see you, Sister Tammy. God bless you. Thank you for dropping in with us tonight. Shout out to you. Amen. Just to kind of catch you up on what we're doing, we have our entrepreneur and Minister Kamala is on with us tonight. And she came on and just kind of went over her testimony a little bit with us and really shared from her heart what the Lord's doing in her business and how he just encouraged her heart to start the business and learn all of these different facets of the business. And then she has given, her website, let me make sure you know that. Her website is www.kamelaj.com. So that's, Kamela is Kamella, and J is for Jones. So kamelaj.com. And she's given us great discounts tonight. Hallelujah. All the dresses on the site are $10 off. And all you have to do is put in the promo code THANKS. You have to do this tonight. Amen. This, all of these discounts are just for tonight. So thanks is in all capital letters. All of the promo codes are capital letters. So to get the $10 off the dresses, promo code THANKS, THANKS. And if you really see a lot of good stuff that you can buy for you or your friends and family, if you spend $200, you will only have to pay $100. All of this is for tonight. And the promo code is in all caps, BLESSINGS, BLESSINGS is your promo code. And then for any order over $55, you get $20 off. $5, you get $20 off, and your promo code is GITM20, GITM20. Amen. And then if you get something over over $50, you get a 20% off. Does that come automatically? I don't have a promo code written for that one.
So give me 1 second. It is a promo code. Let me get it for you. And my apologies. So
that's the Get 'Em Radio. That's the Get 'Em Radio, GITM Radio, one word, all caps. I looked at your, I didn't type it in, but I looked at your text you sent me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Reverend Treva said, I love Camilla J's website. I just got a text in. Amen. The one that you did yourself, hallelujah, as the Lord showed you how to do that. Amen. So all of these discounts are good discounts. They're pretty deep discounts, you know, and the merchandise is quality merchandise. Amen. And it's just for today. Is it going to end, 12 noon central?
I guess it'll be on our time, so it'll be like maybe 12:01.
Well,
I'm not for sure.
I'm sorry.
Midnight, Yes, it's probably Central Standard Time, I believe. Tonight,
so
Central
it's
Standard Time.
Yeah.
To the second. I think it's to the second. Let me double check and see how it actually is setting up. Just give me 1 moment.
Okay. And so that's even for, I mean, we have people from the West Coast in California.
Mm-hmm.
We have people on the East Coast in New Jersey. We have Pastor Apostle Patrice is down in Florida, and is in Memphis, but that's Central Time as well. Amen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. It doesn't give like a time frame. So I believe like a hickory dickory dot. When I guess it turns 12, it'll like go away because it didn't give me a specific time.
Yeah. Your time is Central Time. So to be safe, please, you know, make your orders before midnight Central Time today, and get that cute dress that you wanted, or whatever, that hat, the fedora, and all of that. Really, really good discounts here, and I want my dress that I'm going to turn into a blouse. Okay. All right. So we're,
you guys have to send pictures too. Send pictures to Apostle. If you purchase anything, let us see it. We want to see. I want to see. I thank you, but I also want to see how you style it.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. That sounds like fun. And
yes,
yeah, maybe we want to encourage them to do that.
Yes. I have go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I just
you have
I love I have well not afraid and to show yourself, send me or Apostle your pictures and I can post them. I would love to post them on either the website or on my social media page.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all. And I just want to talk a little bit here and let you, well, of course, we want to pray the prayer of salvation and tell you what's coming up on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. If you have any questions, comments, prayer requests, go ahead and press your number one key, and, you know, we'll get with you. Also, after I finish, in a few moments, we're going to have Minister Kamala come back and give us closing remarks and closing prayer. And if anyone has their number one key press, we'll pray, you know, we'll talk to you as well. And for those who might have come on a little bit late, Minister Kamala is a minister. Amen. And she has prayed for people to be healed. And, you know, we've been out on the road together, ministering together. And so she is a, God uses her in the area of healing and also in prophecy and intercession. Amen. So press your number one key if you're in need of that. And let's go on to, we're going to have you come back. So just a little bit, Minister Kamala, and we'll be back with you in a few minutes. So amen. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Just a real quick testimony. I was in our laundry room. We live in a senior apartment building. And I was in the laundry room, and there was a lady, 85 years old, and she couldn't get the dryer to work right. And the Lord told me to use my app and go ahead and get her dryer working. And that opened a door for us to have prayer for her to receive Jesus. She was in need of healing, and so we were able to pray with her, lay hands on her for healing in her body, and then we were able to pray the prayer of salvation with her, you know. And, you know, she knows the word of God. And so after it was over, she said, "You know, I like the Bible, and this is a scripture that I like a lot." And she said, "For God so loved the world." And then we were able to say it together. It was so precious, so beautiful. And so God opens doors, you know, for us to be able to pray for people. And it's important that we know how to lead somebody to Jesus. I think everyone on this line has received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And now we are to be the laborers and lead others to Jesus. And so it's important to know that God loves us, and he did this out of love. Hallelujah. And then Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. If you've prayed it before, then you're just getting ready to pray it with someone else and just letting this prayer get in your system by saying it. Get it under your belt. It doesn't have to be exactly like this, but something like this, you know, so that you can pray with someone to be saved. Hallelujah. If you've never prayed this prayer before, when you pray it with all your heart, you shall be saved. So repeat this. I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You prayed that prayer with all your heart. You are saved. Hallelujah. Today is your birthday, your second birthday. Hallelujah. If it's right now, it's December the 1st. Whenever it is in the future and you pray that prayer, you are saved, born again on that day. Amen. Amen. And hallelujah. And so we want to pray over you. Right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, that you fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to think right, power to do right. Hallelujah. And then power to read the Word of God and understand it because you're right there with them as they are reading the Word of God. We bless you for that right now, Lord God. And also power to pray in their prayer language in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That as they open up their mouth, that, hallelujah, that you're speaking through them in their very own prayer language, even now, in Jesus' name, amen. And then as we welcome you to the kingdom of God, we welcome you as a child of God, for you to learn and to grow as we're learning and growing as well. And so we want to invite you to go to a Bible-believing church and learn more about your Savior and your Lord. We also want to invite you to be a part of the God in the Midst Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. God has designed the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts so that people can come together and learn and grow wherever you are. And we're all over the country. We're in Florida, in Memphis, in New Jersey, in California, hallelujah, in St. Louis, amen. So all over. And so we can come together on this line. And the phone number is 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And when you dial that number at these times that I'm telling you about, you can actually be a part of the conversation and hear it even as we're recording it. If you miss it, you haven't really missed it. We have over 1,300 podcasts, and you can go and listen to them at any time of the day or night, and you simply Google Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And you'll see our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you'll be able to listen to this broadcast and all of our over 1,300 podcasts in its entirety. And so now, on Sundays, we have church service. The East St. Louis Christian Center Church meets every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, Pastor Ma McCoy is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. On Mondays, we have, every Sunday, however, is the first Sunday of the month. So what we have is tag team preaching. Anyone can come on, bring a scripture, a topic, and preach for 5 minutes. And I'm telling you, we have a good time. Amen. Amen. Also, what you can do is if you have a devotional and it has blessed you, you can read your devotional. You have 5 minutes to do that. Amen. You want to sing something? Praise God. Or if you want a song to be played, just let me know by Friday and we'll have it queued up. You know, text me the song off of YouTube, and we'll have it queued up by Sunday. Do that by Friday. Amen. You can also read scripture. Glory to God. Thing that glorifies God, you have 5 minutes. Amen. To be able to do that. Glory. Hallelujah. And so that's on this Sunday. And we also have communion. So bring your communion elements, your cracker, your juice, your bread, so bring some water, and just have communion. It's a very special, and God just touches us during the communion. So, you know, join us on Sunday. Monday, we have our Bible teaching. And we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Our Bible teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. That's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And it's at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four volunteers who pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have wonderful, wonderful interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah, where God is speaking through us in English. Amen. Hallelujah. Then on Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. The next one will be, now mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. The next one will be December the 14th. It'll be here in just a minute. Amen. So make sure you tell your family, your friends about it. So far, we have experienced 70 healings. Amen. In our previous broadcast, our 11 broadcasts that we've had this year, 70 healings. And this is the last one of the year, so don't miss it. Let your friends, your family, people you know who are in need of healing, make sure that they call in 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on the 14th of December. Amen. And then we have our Thursday, which is what we're doing right now. This is our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. Amen. And it's Thursdays, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. So the rest of this month, unless the Lord says something different, we are going to have Entrepreneur Month. So we'll see you, you know, next week, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another entrepreneur. Amen, that we're going to have. So praise God. Let's go back to Minister Camilla for closing remarks and closing prayer.
Amen. Praise God. Looking forward to those things. Apostle, and I just want to thank God for just helping me tonight and allowing me to like talk and share and encourage the brethren. So I'm excited about that, and praise God. Thank you.
Amen.
Did you want me to close the exit prayer?
Yeah.
Okay, praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you. We just thank you, God, that this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God, I just thank you for giving us the activity of our limbs, giving us health and strength, God, giving us the mind to serve you, God, giving us a mind to praise you, to continue to pray, continue to seek you, God, giving us a mind, God, just to be grateful and have an attitude of gratitude. God, I ask that you will continue to bless anyone and everyone under the sound of my voice, those who've been on the call, those who had to leave the call, God. I ask that you continue to encamp your ministering angels around us and their families and their loved ones and all the things that you have blessed them with, God. God, I thank you that we don't take anything for granted, God. God, we honor you. We glorify you. We praise you, God. God, continue to speak to our hearts, God. Allow us to continue to obey you and continue to do the things that you called us to do before the foundations of the earth. Continue for us to be a help one to another. And God, we praise you. We bless you. We love you. In Jesus' majestic and mighty name. Amen and hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Camilla, for being with us tonight. And I just want to pray over you that God will strengthen you with might in the inner man by his Holy Spirit, continue to give you wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding in everywhere he puts your hand, everywhere he sets your feet, and favor in the name of Jesus. And we just thank God. And also, we thank God even for the collaboration that he's going to put together with us, because I'm feeling that collaboration. Amen. And we give God all the praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, God bless you all, love you all, and have a blessed rest of the night.
Y'all tell the people this.